All right, we're going to start at the let's start at the bottom a bit. I'm a bit just continue to, even though we got through the beginning of Gimel Amud Aleph, the sugya continues from Bet Amud Bet. So yesterday the Gemara started with a question to the Rabba. Damar lefi shein bikin lishma liboy trei midid avakol ediyot shebatorah, that you should require two edim like every other edus in the Torah. Gemara goes through a number of iterations, concluding that you don't need edim at all. And this is a rabbinic enactment that we do need a edim over here to say b'fanai nichtav b'fanai nechtam, but that because of mishumi guna they limited it to one aid instead of two edim. Now the Gemara says haikuluhu chumruhu, the top of Gimel Amud. What type of kula is this that we require on one aid instead of two edim? It turns out that this is really a chumruhu. D'imatzrich le'trei, how do we require two edim to bring the get and make such a declaration, lo ati baal me'arer upasule, because then the baal can't come afterwards and undermine, right, the position of the aid that came along. But if the case is what? Chad ati baal me'arer upasule. But if it's only one aid, then we have the problem, what, that the baal can show up later on. If the baal shows up later on and says, you know, listen, this is, I never gave this get, or this is a get psula, right, then we have what? We have uki chad l'chad l'chad. We have one aid, which is the aid that came and said, b'fanai nichtav v'nei nechtam, and we have the baal against him, and that's going to create a problem, because then that will be posel the get. The question of whether you can really be posel the get, yesterday's daf, we talked about a little bit in the Tosfos. Tosfos over there discussed the fact that that once you say, b'fanai nichtav v'fanai nechtam, that the baal no longer has a right to be ma'arer on the get. So if that's the case, what's the Gemara talking about over here that's pasul? Tosfos gives two possibilities here. One possibility that it really is pasul, that you have the ability, even though all the baal can do, all the husband can do at this point, or the ex-husband can do at this point, is bring up laz, which is he'll bring up rumors or discredit the get. That would be enough to pasul it. The re rejects this and says, no, that the baal cannot be pasul the get in this case over here, but it's Laz Bialma. He'll start up rumors, and with those rumors, it'll create problems for the woman and also for her children. That'll be claims about Mamzerus, but not that the get will actually change. The status of the get will remain kosher, just that he's going to bring up other issues. When you have two Edim, the Baal can't bring up any issues, because you have two Edim against the Baal, and two Edim are definitive in Halacha, and therefore the Baal's claims will have no bearing or have no impact. Now the Gemara says, so what type of kula is this? It really turns out to be a chumrah. The kula in the fact that we only require one aid, but in the end it turns out to be a chumra, because had we required two aidim, you would never get into a problem later on. So Gemara says, no. Kaven damar ma'ar bifnei kama not nola. How many people, once the aid comes and brings the get and says bifanei nechtav, bifanei nechtam, how many people does he have to give this get over to? Meaning that in front of how many people he has to do this in front of? So it's a machok of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Chad amar bifnei bet, shtayim, v'chad amar bifnei gimel, three. So it's between two and three people that you have to either give it in front of two or in front of three. But what does that do for that? Because once you do that, mikara midak daik, v'lo ate l'urei napshe. So that's the, we have this setup where when a person brings it, he's going to give it over in front of two edim, right? And, or three edim. So then, Rashi, as Rashi points out over here, Hashliach, Shemekablo, Miyad Abal. The Shliach receives it from the Baal to bring it. Yodea Abo, Shebratzon Mergarsha. He knows that he's willingly divorcing his wife. Velo Yavov Yarer Ort. And then the Baal will not come and make other claims. Vinami Orer Eno Neman. Even if the Baal shows up, he's not Neman. Devadei Dak Bemilto Shapir. Because when the Shliach knows, when he reaches the other end, he has to actually present this get in front of either a Beis Din of Gimel or in front of two people. He's not going to just take it lightly that he's now been anointed or appointed to bring this shlichus and say, b'fanei nechtav v'nechtam. When he wants to make that declaration, he's going to check out and make sure or be certain that that declaration is true. And once he's made sure or certain that that declaration is true, the Baal no longer has rights to be ma'arer on the aid. So what we're saying is that Eid Echad here can function at the same level or at the same tokef as two edim because of the requirement of the one aid to present in front of two or three edim or two or three people when he gets there. Therefore, he is going to check carefully before he leaves. And once he checks carefully before he leaves, we assume that he's the qualitatively, this 1-8 is as good as 2-8-dim. And therefore, when the Baal comes later on, he has no rights to be our heir on the get. Now, the Gemara says, Ularava. The Gemara is really going to be almost a very similar to what we just saw before. The Gemara challenged before Rabba's position. Rabba's position was what? Lefisha and Bikim Lishma. Right, that the reason that we require this statement or declaration by the aid is because is to provide us with the validity or of the get in the sense that it was written lishma originally. On the other hand, Rava believed that the problem was aidim. We need aidim there to validate the get, and the need for aidim makes us required to bring others to say b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam. So now the Gemara is according to Rava. Well, the Rava, the Marafisha and Edim Mitzvim Lekaimo, that Edim are not always available to be Mekayimit. Therefore, we created this other vehicle by which to validate the get that you won't require the Edim to be there. The Bai Trey, me, they have a Kiyum Star Dalma. Why should, for Rava, why should this be different than any other status of a Star where we Mekayim the Star? Generally, where Mekayim a Star, we require two Edim. So too by get, we should require two Edim. Why is this an exceptional case? So where it says, Eidecha Neman Bisurin. That's the same answer they gave before with Rabba, that we know in general, Eidecha Neman Bisurim. Here we're dealing with Isur. We're dealing with Isur, then Eidecha should be Neman here. So Gemara challenges it the same way it did before with Rabba. Imer Darmin Eidecha Neman Bisurin Kagon Chatikha Safek Shel Chaleb Safek Shel Shuman. When do we say that Eidecha is Neman Bisurin? That's only when the status of the object is unknown. The status of the object is unknown, a single aid can tell us or declare for us what the status of the object is. But that, in our case, this woman was definitely a married woman, and her status as married is definite, makes her asur. And therefore, if she's asur, 1-8 can't come and undermine something where itchazek isura. Again, as we pointed out yesterday, Tosfos and Rashi point out that even in case of Itchazek Isura, Eidechad is Neman when it's Biyado Latakno, when he has the ability to change it himself. Right? Instances of Shchita and Truma and Chala, that an Eidechad is Neman, even though he is Itchazek Isura, nevertheless he's still believed because he has the ability to do the Shchita. He has the ability to be Mafish the Trumos and he's still believed. But obviously in this case, the aid or the Shliach here has no ability to change the status. He's not the one who can give the get. The Baal is the only one who can give the get. Therefore, the Eid Echad here can't be Neman, because you have Itchazek Isura. And we know in general, when it comes to Davish, Davish Sheba Erva, Abi Davish Sheba Erva, Vein Davish Erva, Pachon Mibet. There's no Davish Erva that goes less than 2. So Gemara says, alright, Bedinu, Dibikiyum Shtar, Namin Lo Yidboi, Kidderesh Lakish. Truthfully, Kiyum Shtaris in general should not require 2 Eidim. The Amar Resh Lakish, Eidim Achatumim Alashtar, Nasu, Kamish Nechuka, Idutam Bebetin. When people sign on a shtar, right, it's the equivalent of having this shtar been validated and based in. Those signatories on the document are qualified edim, and therefore the document should stand on its own rights or own volition. That means that there's no questions about a shtar that shows up with edim on it. Why do we require edim then? Right? V'rabbanon hu de'ach tzrich. V'rabbanon hu are over here are the ones who require Eidim. So why is it that when Eidim stein on a shtar, it's Kamish Nechtacha Edutam Bebezdin? So Rashi says, Dechlo Chotzif Inish Lizyufe. People are not Mechutzaf to forge. I mean, forgery is something, I mean, that people are willing to lie, but forgery is seen as something beyond the pale. And since it's something that is seen as so grave or beyond the pale, therefore if Eidim come and sign on such a document or create such a document, then we believe that the star is valid and that it's not a forgery. The underlying assumption is that such a star is a good star. So over here, what's the issue? Rabbanan Hudatrich. Hachamishum diguna kiluba Rabbanan. So in general, Rabbanan required Eidim in order to uphold it. And in our case, by the get, they only required 1 aid because it's the case of Iguna. You might ask the same question we started the daf with. Haikulu Chumruhu. What type of kula is this? It's really a chumra. De'i matrich le'trei lo'ati baal me'arer. Again, if you require 2, then the baal can't come back later on and question the validity of the get. U'pasulei. Chad ati baal me'arer pasulei. But when it comes to 1-8, the baal can come back and undermine it. So again, my answer is, came down my mar b'fnei kama not nala. How many people must this aid present the kith in front of, two or three? And since we made into a serious point that the aid must declare and make answer questions to these people, he's going to take care to make sure that when he leaves the Baal, he has all the information, and therefore his testimony becomes so solid that the Baal cannot be me'aret. So there we said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yechanin, Achad Amar Yifnei Shnayim, Achad Amar Yifnei Gimel, Mikar Midok, Daik, V'lo Atili Ruy Enapshe, that the aide will always make sure in the beginning to check out all the information, because he's going to have to go in front of either a Beis Din or other two people in order to make such a declaration. And that pressure at the other end is going to make him certain at the beginning end that he will check into the information and make sure that everything is done kehalacha. Now, the Gemara asks, now that we've established Rabba's position and Rava's position, let's understand why each one did not hold like the other's position. So Rava, my time alone, I'm a Rabba. Rava, who says that it's all about access to Edim or the accessibility of Edim, why didn't he hold like Rabba that it's Lishma? So Amlecha, Miktani Bifanai Nechtav Lishma, Bifanai Nechtam Lishma. Right? What is the Mishnah requires you to say Bifanai Nechtam, right, or Bifanai Nechtav or Bifanai Nechtam, but the mention of the word Lishma is not found there. And we discussed this yesterday. On yesterday's daf, right, Tosos and Rashi disagree about the need for the aid to actually mention Lishma. Rashi says that the when the aid shows up, we actually ask him, excuse me, prompt him a second question and ask him if it was Lishma. Tosfos and Rashi actually on our daf over here says that we assume that it's Lishma. When he says b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, there's an underlying assumption of Lishma. So the Tosfos Reed says that he actually has to make a declaration of Lishma. When he says b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, it means also with the word Lishma. But the truth is that the Mishnah does not have that word Lishma. And then again, for Rava, Rava is saying, Ikar Chasim in a Sefer. If the whole idea is Lishma, why would you leave that word out? So Rabba says, you know what? Bidinhu delitne. Truthfully, you would have to add in the word Lishma. Hachi Eladi Mavshet Le Dibura Ate Le Migzai. That when we, if you make the statement that a person has to make too long, he'll end up cutting it off. Hashanami Ate Le Migzai. So also over here, he also has a long statement. Fanei Nechtav or Fanei Nechtam. That's also he'll cut it off. Who says he'll tell, say the whole thing? So Gemara says, Chadami Tlat Gais, Chadami Tarte Lo Gais. If you require a person to make a statement that has three words in it, he'll end up chopping off some of the words. If he has to make a statement that only involves two words, then he'll say over whatever the prescribed wording is. So in order to ensure that he says the proper prescription, the Mishnah only required Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtam. And truthfully, they need the word Lishma, either by him adding it in later or by prompting him to say it. But the prescription we gave was only Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtam. So Rava says, I don't like this because it's missing the word Lishma. Rava says there's a reason it's missing the word Lishma, is because we can't institute such a takana because we can't rely on the shliach or the edim to come and say such a statement. So therefore we gave them the minimum that we thought they could say, and once we have that minimum, then we can build on that minimum. Now the Gemara says, what about the other way? For Rava, my time alo amar k'Rava. Why doesn't Rava hold like Rava? So Amar Lachai, imke nitne b'fanai nechtam v'tulo. If the whole issue here is edus, why do we care that the shliach says it was written in front of me? The writing of the get is not relevant. The whole idea here is that we have signed edim and that they can qualify or validate this get over here. So therefore, b'fanei nechtav lamali. Why do I need to make any declaration about the writing? Shma mina b'inin lishma. So the Rebbe says, that tells me that the issue here is lishma because we're dealing with nechtav. Tiva is all about an issue of lishma, whether it's done lishma or not lishma. Nechtam is an issue of edus. Now Gemara says, v'rova b'dinhu d'litnei hochi. Truthfully, you're right. The Mishnah should have just read b'fanai nechtam. So why is it right b'fanai nechtav? If I only required him to say b'fanei nechtam, then people would mix up get with the regular shtarot. Because what are you trying to do? You're trying to uphold the edus the same way you do it in any other star. How do you uphold the edus in any other star? As you qualify the edim that are signed on the star. So also over here, what are you going to do? You're going to qualify the edim that's signed on the get. How many edim do you require to qualify a star? You need two edim. How many edim do you need to qualify a get? One aid. So if we allow this to go on and just say b'fanei nechtam by a get, what are they going to come to do? They're going to come to think that all shtoros only require one aid. And just like they did it by a get, they use 1-8, they're also going to use 1-8 by shtarot, and that's not the case. So, so what does Rabba do with that? Why does Rabba believe that you're not going to get mixed up in these situations? Rabba says, Midame, how can you compare shtaros to get? Shtaros and get, or shtarot and gitin are totally different animals. How is that? Hatam yadinon. Hacha bifanai. Over there, by a shtar, you have to say, I know that these are the etim, or I know that this is a valid shtar. Over here, you have to, the lashon that you have to use is bifanai nechtam. It's a specific lashon. It's a different lashon that you use by a get than you use by a shtar. Hatam ishalom hemna. Over there, by a case of shtar, a woman is not believed because we're talking about regular edus. Over here, 1-8 is believed. Why? Why is 1-8 believed? Because if 1-8 is all about, right, if it's 1-8, it's all about gilui milso, establishing facts. When it's having facts, that's not real edus. If it's not real edus, then even isha can make such an edus. Or, because also in cases where we deal with the agunot, we also believe 1-8, and we believe an isha in those instances. If you remember from yesterday, Tosus mentioned such an idea that the requirement of 1-8 by Gittin over here, Rabbeinu, over there, the question, Rabbeinu Tam question, how could 1-8 be enough over here by Gittin? In general, we know that a get has to be signed by two edim. So how can you have 1-8 come here and validate the get? So Rabbeinu Tam says that when the edim sign the get, they make the get into a kosher get. When the 1-8 comes and says, v'fanei nechtam, all he's doing is a gilui milsa. He's just establishing the fact that this was a valid get. That's not edus, that's gilui milsa. When it comes to gilui milsa, even a woman is valid. But that's not true by shtaros. By shtaros, you're trying to establish the actual, this is an edus to establish the validity of the shtar. And the last difference between them is baldavar, which is what? Hatam baldavar lo mehemen. If one of the parties to the shtar says something, we don't believe them because they are baldavar. They're no gea baldavar. But hacha baldavar mehemen, over here, the woman herself could be the shliach to bring the get. A husband can hand a woman her get, say this get is only valid when you bring it and give it over to a beis din wherever you go. So when she reaches the beis din, she can hand it over, and she can say, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, and that'll be a valid get. She'll be a baldavar to it. So Rabba says, you have all these differences, and because you have all these differences, it's obvious that nobody's going to confuse a get with a regular shtar. Rava says, but I'll tell you one thing. There's one thing that's similar between them. What's that? Rava amar lecha, atu hacha ki amri yadinon. Over here, if they come along and say, we know this is a valid get, mi lo mehemne, would they not believe? V'chevin ki amri yadinon mehemne, if they say, we know this is a valid get, then what? They are believed. You're going to come mix this up with regular shtarot be'ed echad. Now, the question is, what is Rava saying over here? Is Rava saying, and Tosus discusses a little bit, Rashi seems to imply here that if a single aide showed up and says that this is a valid get, yadinan, that I know this is a valid get, that would work. The requirement for b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, can be exchanged to be yadinan. If you look in Rashi, second to last Rashi on the Amud. Otu hacha kiyama yodayani lo mehemen. Hoel. According to Rava, dilidei time mishum kiyumahu. The whole purpose of this edus is to establish the validity of the get. Yama yodayani b'chamitat yadei ha'edim. If he says, I know that these signatories of the get, I know their signatures. Mi lo mehemen. De mali b'fenai, mali yodayani. There's no difference for Rava between I know that this is about, these are the signatories, or if he says, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. If that's the case, then there's easily you can get mixed up between gitin and shtaros, because you can use the exact same lashon of yadai, you know, the yadinan, versus by shtaros you use yadinan also. It's not that difference of b'fanai and yadinan. Tosfos discusses this issue, then, well, if that's the case, then what's the whole purpose of b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam? I mean, if Yadinan works, then what's the purpose of it? So Tosfos says that the only time Yadinan works, according to Rava, is when you have two Edim. When you have two Edim come and say that Yadinan, this is a good get, or these are the signatories of the get, then that's a valid get. And that's the same way it works by Shtarot. But by a single Ed, right, it would not work. that Avodah Zarah would not work. So if you look in Tosus, Atu, Ki Amre Yadanam Elohim Hemne, it's on the widest wide lines of Tosus. It's the first Tosus in the wide lines. Atu. Ki Amre Yadanam Elohim Hemne, Perish Bekuntris, Ho Vilidi Day Time Mishum Kuma, Mali Befanai, Mali Yodiani, Mashma, Shrotzilamar, the Shliach Mehemin, Ki Amre Yodiani. If the Shliach says Yodiani, that's enough. Vada Nakat Ki Amre Yadanu, why does it use the plural over here? Right? It uses the plural of Yadanu, Yadinan, Rabim. It's talking about general shlichus. But here, it would not work. So the Gemara says, if you skip down one line from where we are in the Tosfos, it says, whenever Rabba says throughout Shas that you have to say b'fanei nechtam or b'fanei nechtam nechtam, means lav dafka, because you could have said yade. He doesn't have to use these exact psakai loshon. So if you skip down towards the end of this Tosos, he says Venira, it's the second to last line in the Tosos, towards the end of the line. Venira diadati lo mahani afilu rava achiomar bifane nechtav ufane nechtam. Shedaik tve, because that Lashon Tosos said earlier, when you say bifane nechtav ufane nechtam, a person's going to take more care to make sure that they know exactly what they're saying. Kidi Purashno earlier on. Vehachim efarshim mishum atu kiyamer yadanu shnai mi'alma shekaimu getze milo lehemne. Since two Edim would work over here by get to say Yadanu, just like they work by Kiyum Shtoros, people are going to come to mix up. Even when one Ed comes to say Fanechtav, Fanechtam, they're going to mix that up with Gitin. Since there's a common ground between get and shtar, where the similar type of prescription works, which is what? When you say Yadanu, then people are going to come to mix up Gitin and Shtarot. In that case, they'll also apply. Just like one Ed works by get, it'll also work by Shtarot. That's the way Tosfos learns. On the other hand, Rashi learns, no. Rashi learns literally that one aid can come along and say Yadati, and that it's good. And if he can say Yadati, that it's good, then that we're going to confuse that by Shtaros, and we're going to let one aid say the same thing by Shtaros. Either way, according to Rava, you're going to mix up Shtaros. According to Rabba, Rabba believes Yadati doesn't work. Since Yadati doesn't work, then by definition, a Shtar and a Get will always be different. A Get, you will always have to say Bifanai Nechtav, Bifanai Nechtam. By a shtar, you always say yadainan or yadai, right? That it's the singular, whether it's a singular plural form, you always have to use a different lashon. That different lashon will automatically differentiate between get and shtar. So now the Gemara continues. Uda Rabbo, damar lefishem bikin lishma. According to Rabbo, who says that our mission is talking about why you need b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, is because we require lishma. Man haitana by ktiva lishma or by chatim lishma. Who is the tana that requires both the writing of the get to be lishma and the chatim as a get to the signing of the get to be lishma? E Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, chatima by ktiva lo by. Rabbi Meir only requires a get to be signed lishma, but not to be written lishma. It's not. We have a mishnah further on. Ein kotvim b'chubar lekarka. You're not allowed to write a get that is attached to the ground. This is one of the psulim that we talked about in the beginning of the sector of the psulim, that if you write about a get that's attached to the ground, that is choser, right, netila, or cutting, and that's a pasul get. Katval mechubar lekarka, if he actually did write it on mechubar lekarka, tausho, and then separated, chotmo menatala, and then the edim signed only after it was separated, kosher. So b'dievet, according to Rabbi Meir, if you sign a get after it's detached, but wrote it while it was attached, that's a kosher get. So you see from Rabbi Meir that Rabbi Meir only requires one thing, the Shema, which is what? The signing of the Edim. Because if he required the Ketiva to be the Shema, then he would also require the Ketiva not to be Mechubar when it's attached. The fact that he says that when it's Mechubar, it's not possible, teaches you that he doesn't believe there's any requirements by Ketiva. All the requirements are by the signing. Now, what about... It's a good question. So the later on, the Gemara's going to discuss, according to Rabbi, it's b'dieved, because if I allow you to write it, shelo lishma, if I allow you to write it mechubar, you might come to sign it b'mechubar, or you might come to sign it shelo lishma. So we're afraid if we let you start to get the ketiva in the wrong way, you're going to end up doing the part that matters, the chatima, the wrong way. So Rabbi Meir says, l'chatkila, don't do it that way, but b'dieved, if you did do it, it's still a kosher get. All right, so now the Gemara says, who's the other possibility of a Tana? Is Rabbi Elazar. E Rabbi Elazar, Ktiva by Chatima, Lobai. Rabbi Elazar requires a writing of the get to be lishma, but he does not require the signing of the get to be lishma. V'chitem alolam Rabbi Elazar, you would say it is Rabbi Elazar. V'chilu by Rabbi Elazar chatim lishma midoraisa. The only time he doesn't require a signing of the get is mina Torah. But midorabono, and he would agree you do need the signing. V'has, the Gemara quotes from a Gemara later on. V'ha, shlosha gitim psulim derabonon. There are three gitin that are posul midorabonon. What it's the low boy Rabbi Elazar chatim lishma, and despite this, Rabbi Elazar does not require chatim lishma. It's not. We have a Mishnah further on in the Masechta. Gimel gitin psulin. There are three types of gitin psulin. Vim niseit havlad kosher. But despite the fact that these gitin are posul, if she marries, the vlad is not a mamzer. The vlad is kosher. Why? Because these gitin are only posul midirabonon. Kata b'chtav yado, if the Baal wrote the get with his own handwriting, vein alav edim, it does not have edim on it. Why? Because the writing of the Baal is the biggest edus you could have that this is a proper get. Yesh alav edim vein bozman, if it has edim that are signed on it but does not have a dating of the get, and this is easy to understand. Their Gemara later on brings two reasons why you must date a get. One of them is so that a relative will not cover up for the sins of his wife, who happens to be a relative of his. He won't cover it up. He'll predate the get in order to free her of being charged with a extramarital affair. So according to that, it's easy to understand here that if you have edim on it, ve'ein bo zman, that's a gzera d'rabanan that we put a zman on it. So it's missing the zman. The get's not invalid, but you have edim over here, so that's a valid get. But, or, yesh bo zman, vein bo ele eid echad. It doesn't have a time stamp on it, but ein bo ele eid echad, but only has one eid. So, in each of these last two cases, it's unclear. Again, the case before I explained to you what you needed zman, that was gzera d'rabanan, that you required zman in order that you don't have a relative protecting another relative. Gzera d'rabanan, that's gzera d'rabanan, and that is waived when you have the eidim sign on it, because we assume that the eidim signed on it and knew the facts at the time. And therefore, it's a good shtar, because it's only gzer derabonon. It's a good get, but it's posel mi derabonon. And but the other hand, there is another day there. Tosus deals with this day. I don't think it's worth getting into now. We'll maybe get into it when we get to the sugi over there. There's another day about why you need zman, because of peyrot, predating because of peyrot. And then over here, the question is, why would it be valid? Or why do we not continue to worry about this problem? Tosus deals with that here. Now, yesh bo zman, veino bo echad. It has a zman, but it only has one eight. The question here is, who wrote the get in this case? Rashi over here quotes that, who wrote the get over here? V'katav yidei sofer. Right? It was k'tav yidei sofer. It was written by a third party. You have a third party that wrote it. So there you have an eight echad and zman. That's still a qualified get. The Rashi on daf pei vav, on the Mishnah, actually brings two things over here. Brings two possibilities. He brings a yesh omrim, that the possibility is that this is the Baal who wrote it over here, which seems to be the mainstream of the Rishonim, that the Baal wrote it over here. Why does it work if the Baal wrote it? Because if the Baal wrote it, the Baal becomes one of the Eidim, and then you have an Eid Echad, and together they make an Eidus for the Get. Well, if that's the case, why did you need the previous case? You had the case before where you said it was just the Baal's writing, and that was sufficient. So why do you have to tell me by a case where the Baal wrote it himself, that's okay? And then a case where you have an Eid Echad, that it's, what do you need to tell me about an Eid Echad? Of course it's okay with an Eid Echad. If the Baal by himself is okay, why do you need it both? Tosus over here addresses that issue and says that we needed to tell you both sides. Why is that? Because had I just had Zman and Eid Echad, so if you look in Tosus, Yeshba Zman Bein Boel Eid Echad, the Mandamar K'tav Yodov Eid Shaninu, according to the one who says that we're talking about K'tav Yodov Eid Shaninu, in the case where it's just the Baal who wrote it, that's coming to teach you that the Vlad's kosher, that despite the fact that it's a puzzle, get me there up on it, it's still kosher me deraisa. The second part of the mission comes to teach you that it's still puzzle me there up on it. Even though you have an Erechad plus the Baal, that's not sufficient to make it a good get that she can go marry lechatchila. It's still puzzle me there up on it. So each side is teaching you one thing. The first side that's teaching you that it's just the Baal, that it's still Doraisa, it's not a mamzer. The side that has the Eid Echad is coming to teach you that even that fact, it's still, right, posel midrabon, and you can't use that lechatchila to marry. Again, we'll deal more with the sugya when we get to Pei Vav. We'll deal with the Mishnah over there and the two alternatives of whether it's a sofer that wrote it or if it's the Baal himself who wrote this by the Eid Echad. Right now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Lozer Omer, Rabbi Lozer responds to this Mishnah, Afo Pishen Alav Eidim, even though there are no Eidim over here, Elishanat Alav Bifnei Eidim, but he gave it in front of Eidim, Kosher. That's a kosher get. Vegovam and Echosim Mishubadim. It's such a kosher get that you can even get take out from encumbered property. She can go claim her ksuba from encumbered property. She'ena Eidim Chotmim Aget Elam Pnei Tikkun Olam. The only reason that Eidim sign on a get is between Tikkun Olam. So Rabbi Elazar believes that the Ikar Eidus is Eidus Mesira. That when you give over the get, you need Eidim to see or to be there to see you giving over the get to your wife. Ah, so why then do we require Eidim to sign on a get? We require Eidim to sign on a get because the Eidim Mesira are not always around. Eidim Mesira die, they disappear. If they disappear, then there's no way to validate the get. On the other hand, if you have people who sign the get, then afterwards, you can validate this get even with other people. Why? Because you can have other people come and testify about their handwriting or about their signatures. So therefore, you can have other people come and validate the get. When you have Eidim Mesira, only two people in the world can validate the get. Those were the two people who witnessed the Mesira. When you have people sign a get, then you open up the world or the ability to validate the get to a much broader audience. So the Tikkun Olam was to have it signed, but the Ikar get was given over by Eidim Mesira. So what do you see from this? You see from this that Rabbi Lazar's argument, the way Rashi phrases it over here, the Tanakhama believed what? That when a Baal gave over such a get, where it was his handwriting, and then he gave it over in front of Eidim, that was kosher b'di'evet. And where does Rabbi Elazar come along and say? He goes, no problem, this is kosher l'chatchila. Since Rabbi Elazar argues on it, it's clear that he believes that he can marry. This is a totally kosher get. So he must believe that there is no psul derabanan over here. So that's what the Gemara says. You can't argue in Rabbi Elazar's opinion that he believes that you need ketiva lishma and then you need chatima midrabanan. Because you see over here, Rabbi Elazar requires no chatim at all. He says if you give it over in front of Eidim, it's a kosher get the gamrei. Why do Eidim sign? That's tikkun olam. Nothing to do with lishma. That's an added benefit so that the get can be validated later on. So I will point out here that the Gilyan HaShas, Rabbi Akiva Eiger over here, asks on Rashi, why did Rashi go this way? The truth is that if you look up on the upper right, he says, on the upper right of your Gemara, I think there should be a Gilyan HaShas there. Do you guys have the same? Where's your Gilyan HaShas? You have to tell me. I don't know where you're... Oh, the bottom left. Okay. So your Gilyan HaShas, if you look there, it's very interesting, very interesting, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He says, "Koshuli, hayish lomar kipshuta ala tanakama b'mad tola dafka shuk tav yado." Why don't we say that Rabbi Lazar is only arguing with the Tanakama in the fact that what? What did the Tanakama? The Tanakama required that it be the Baal's own handwriting. According to the Tanakama, if it was a third party writing it and there are no Eidim, that's a puzzle get. Legamre. Right, Brazil hosif Rabbi Lazar. And then Rabbi Lazar came and argued and says, no, the afal pishin in uktav yado, even though it's not the handwriting of the Baal, vein alav Eidim, kosher, benotan lo b'fnei Eidim, as long as he gives it in front of Eidim. Ve'ululei divrei Rashi. So if it wasn't, so he says, that's how I would explain Rabbi Lazar. That's why he's arguing on the Tanakama. It has nothing to do with like Rashi. Rashi says that their argument is that Tanakama says, b'di'evit it's kosher, and Rabbi Lazar comes to know, it's the chatchila, it's kosher. Kivager says no. Rabbi Akiva is coming that Rabbi Lazar is coming to address a totally different issue. The question of the need for the Baal to be written, the handwriting of the Baal or not here. According to Rabbi Lazar, you don't need the handwriting of the Baal. According to Tanakam, you do need the handwriting of the Baal. But they're not arguing about the issue that the Gemara needs. So if that's the case, then what's the proof from here? So he says, Lulei Divrei Rashi, had it not been for what Rashi says over here, Hayefshel Farish, I would have explained, the came into Tanakama Koreshem Psul Bimad the Pasul the Chatchila. Right? If Rabbi Akiva, how did the Tanakama phrase his terminology? He says, "Gimel gitin psulim v'mnise tavlad kosher." Right? That's how he termed it when it's b'di'evit. He says the vlad is kosher. So now, how did Rabbi Elazar term his phrase? He says that what is it? He says Eidim kosher. He doesn't say a vlad kosher. He says the word kosher. So if he wanted to copy the Tanakama, mean, he's only arguing about the Tanakhama whether it's got to do with the handwriting of the Baal or not, that he should have used the same terminology that Tanakhama used, which is Vlad Kosher, Vlad Kosher. That would mean they're both talking about Bidiyevit. The fact that Rabbi Elazar changed his language to read Kosher and not Vlad Kosher, that teaches you what? That Rabbi Elazar must be Lechatchila even that he thinks it's okay. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. There's a very interesting line here at the end of Rabbi Akiva Eger. If you look at this, very, very interesting line. He says, Achar kach kaptav li nechti. Right? He says, Rav Moshe Shmuel, he says that I got afterwards, my grandson wrote to me, right, Shmuel Binyamin, Nero Yechia, Shekvar, Amad Bazagon, right, I don't know what this is, Besifro Tiferet Shmuel, the Maharshak. He says that someone else also asked the same question that you did, Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's just interesting, Rabbi Akiva Eger, that he has his grandson writing him later on the Ha'ara of the Rabbi Akiva Eger, that someone else also mentions this type of Ha'ara that you're speaking about, Rabbi Akiva Eger over here. All right, so that's, anyway, Rabbi Akiva Eger, whether the question, either way, Rashi phrases the question and says that they're arguing about whether it's the Chatchil or B'dievit. Akiva says maybe they're arguing about something else, but the fact that Rabbi Elazar uses the term Kosher versus Vlad Kosher teaches that he must be talking about the Chatchil. If that's the case, Rabbi Elazar can't be the author of the Mishnah. Why can't Rabbi Elazar be the author of the Mishnah? Because he only requires Ketiva Lishma. He does not require Chatima Lishma. So now the Gemara is going to go back and try Rabbi Meir again. Vela Rabbi Meir, he. Maybe it's Rabbi Meir. Vichilo by Rabbi Meir Ketiva Lishma Midoraisa. So maybe Rabbi Meir does not require Lishma. That's only Midoraisa from the Torah. Midorabonan Bayi, but Midorabonan is going to require you to have it Lishma. Mar says, well, is that really true? Vama Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Meir, Afilu Matz'o Ba'ashpa. If he finds a get in the garbage dump, right? V'chot mo, v'natna la, and then he has Edim sign on it. So he has a get that's written. They take it out of the garbage dump, Edim sign on it. V'natna la, kosher, totally fine get. V'chitayma ana midoraisa kamat nidan la. Right, he says, if you believe, right, that it's only midoraisa, it's kosher, not midorabonan, then why would you have written Omer Haya Rabbi Meir? Yachar Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, Davar Torah mi Bayalei. You should have phrased it, Rav Nachman, who's an Amora. This is a very interesting line in Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Nachman's an Amora, has to be Mefarish his Milsi, has to be explicit and clear. He's not writing in shorthand. He must write very clearly. What it would be clearly, he has to say, Davar Torah. Only from the Torah, this is what Rabbi Meir says. When he comes along and says, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, it sounds like that's Megamrei. Rabbi Meir means Lechatchila, it's this way. If you pick it out of the garbage dump and you sign it, that's fine. Totally fine. Chatima. So Rabbi Meir can't be the author of the Mishnah because he only requires Chatima Lishma. So now we're stuck. It's not Rabbi Elazar. It's not Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara is going to test again Rabbi Elazar. El Olam, Rabbi Elazar. It is Rabbi Elazar. V'chilo boi Rabbi Elazar Chatima. Heicha deleka Eidim klau. That's when there's no Eidim at all. If there are no Eidim here, then we don't require Eidim at all. But Heicha de'ika Eidim, right, then boy, once you already have Eidim on there, they must sign Lishma. So you're right, if you don't have Eidim at all, it will be a valid get, and the get's totally fine. Once you have Eidim start to sign, they must sign Lishma. Why? That when it's invalidated internally, a get, right, then it's pasul. What does it mean that it's invalidated internally? So if you look at Rashi, it says, Mizuaf mitocho. What does it mean that it's forged internally or it's invalidated internally? Shechatam alav karov or pasul. That one of the Eidim that signed on the get is either a karov or a pasul. So Rav Elazar does not require Eidim. He says that Eidim is sira the key. The Eidim that when you give over the get, they're the key Eidim. So he doesn't even require to sign the get at all. Nevertheless, if a pasul Eid signs the get, it invalidates the get. So to over here, right, if he doesn't require you to sign it lishma. If you didn't have any signatories to the get, then what? You don't have to do lishma. You can just hand it over, no problem. Once you have signatories on the get, then there's a requirement of lishma. Tosfos asks, right? So those. I did leave out the last words of Rashi on purpose because Tosfos asks on this last words of not literally on the Rashi, but on the Gemara itself. What's the connection between the two? I mean that when you talk about an eid pasul on a get, or when you talk about a karov being signed on a get, then we're going to be what? There's a fear that if you validate this get, we will come to there can something bad can come out of this. What's the bad thing that can come out of this? That we're going to allow eidim psulim or eidim krovim to be signed on other documents. So we don't allow them to be signed on this get, even though they're not the reason the get is valid, because we don't want this to happen in other places. But if you say lishma, right? Oh, so what? The Edom signs without it being lishma. What are we afraid? They're going to sign in other places, shlo lishma? Lishma is only an issue by get. It's not an issue by any other shtaros. So what are we worried about by other shtaros? So Gemara says, the Rad Tosus says at the end, v'yesh lomar, t'mikol makom ika l'migzar chatima atuktiva. So very interesting. We're going to have to worry about the signing for the writing, because Rabbi Lazar requires a get to be written lishma, k'tiva lishma. So if we allow the Edom to sign and lo lishma, what might come to happen is that they also write the get shelo lishma. Gazrin and pen lo yichtivu gam aktiva lishma. So then we're going to worry about them also not writing the get lishma. So we don't allow non-lishma Edom who sign the get, even though Rabbi Lazar does not require chatimas Edom at all, but if lo lishma Edom sign it, we start to worry because then might set a precedent for lo lishma, and that lo lishma will also be carried over k'tiva. And by k'tiva, Rabbi Lazar has a full requirement midoraisa, so that'd be written lishma. And if you didn't write lishma, then it would be a pasul get. So up to this point in the Gemara, according to Rabba, who says that our Mishnah, b'fanei nechtam, is an issue of lishma, that the author of our Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Elazar. And the reason you have to say b'fanei nechtam, is because Rabbi Elazar requires k'tiva lishma. That's why you have to say b'fanei nechtav. And why do you have to say b'fanei nechtam lishma is because once you have Edom signing on the get, even though Rabbi Elazar does not require Edom to sign on the get, once they are signing the get, they might sign it on the get lishma, in order that we keep this, I guess, principle of lishma intact, so that it's also lishma by chatima and lishma by ksiva. All right, we'll stop here.